Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This morning, we're recording from Craigens and Gull Lake for the Gold Star Family Retreat.
Oh, right.
And my co-host for the show is going to be Commissioner Larry Shelto. But before we get started, let's take a look at the, generally speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Gold Star Mother's Day is a day for people to recognize and honor those who have lost a son or a daughter while serving the United States Armed Forces. The name Gold Star Mothers was derived from the custom of military families who put a service flag near their front window. The flag featured a star for each family member serving their country. Living members were denoted in blue, while gold stars honored family members who were killed while on duty. American Gold Star Mothers Incorporated began with 25 mothers living in the Washington, D.C. area in 1929, and it soon expanded to include affiliated groups throughout the nation. Chapters even sprang up in Minnesota, but over the years, membership dwindled and the chapters became inactive. As deployments rose after 9/11 and we engaged in operations Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, and New Dawn, the need for a new Gold Star Mother chapter in Minnesota also rose. Led by Gold Star Mother Barbara Farrell, a group of Minnesota Gold Star Mothers went to work to support each other and start a new Gold Star Mothers chapter. On October 1st, 2009, the charter for the Gold Star Mother chapter for Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota was granted. Today, our thoughts and prayers go out to those mothers who've lost a child while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Our thoughts are also with the nearly 500 Gold Star family members right here in Minnesota.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. So I said when we opened the show, we're recording today from the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens on Gull Lake. And we're in the beautiful dining room up here at Craigens that has been around for about 75 years. Dutch and Irma have built the place and supported the military in a lot of events for years and years. And later in the show, we'll talk to Catherine Stotka, and she'll tell us all about a very interesting year up here in Brainerd and some things that have happened at Craigens. My co-host for today's show is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelto. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Now, Tom, before we start, what do you think of the scenery we're looking at outside our window?
You know, the sun coming up over the lake.
Over the lake.
And we're in this beautiful, old-fashioned dining room. Yeah. It's just terrific, isn't it?
Look at the birds flying in the loons, and it's just absolutely surreal. It's just...
What a terrific location to have a gathering of Gold Star family, sir.
It's the perfect spot. The perfect spot.
Now, you've been up here for, is this the 8th annual?
This is the 8th, we started, our first one was actually a place in Wisconsin, because we couldn't get in because it was kind of one of those quick start type of deals, and these properties get booked up fast. And then we had a couple years at Madden's, and then 4 years, I think, we've been here at Craigens, and it's just been awesome.
Well, it's a great place to do the show. It's a great place to hold an event like this. And, of course, this morning, got a lot of Gold Star families coming in for breakfast in the dining room here at Craigens, and they're welcomed by quite a few of our Minnesota Patriot Guard riders, all standing with their flags. And what a great way to start the day, sir.
You know, the Patriot Guard is probably one of the most significant signs of support that I've seen. I mean, they've been everywhere. They are they're selfless. You give one call to the team commander, type of area commander, and all of a sudden it's a volunteer, nothing paid. They come, they do it on their own, and they are just absolutely tremendous.
And Commissioner, in the third segment of the show, we're going to meet the senior ride captain up here in the Brainerd area, Rick Johnson, and he's going to tell us all about honor, dignity, and respect.
Oh.
And
awesome.
All the things that these riders have done to support our military and their families, and here again today to support the Gold Star families.
Oh, yes. And then they, I'm just so proud of them. I just, they are a true symbol of support.
Now, Commissioner, you've joined me on the show quite a few times over 5 years, but for those folks that might not know, could you just give us a brief overview of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs? You're charged with taking care of a lot of veterans in Minnesota.
Oh, I think that's roughly, I think the estimate now is 300 and 63,000 veterans. And we break it up into two parts. The primary area is the smaller of the two, in essence. It's our programs and services. And what we do is represent the state and our state veterans with the federal Department of Veterans Affairs to help them get their benefits they have earned through their service. And we provide that. And then in support of that, we have all of the 87 counties in the state of Minnesota have a county veteran service officer. So we work to support the county veteran service officer to make sure they get all those, that they're trained and certified. And all our county veteran service officers are trained nationally. They're nationally certified representatives. So they're subject matter experts. They do it very well. So we work with that. And the veterans in the state of Minnesota really is a $2.3 billion industry with the VAs and the services and benefits. And then on the homes and side, we have, the manager of five veterans homes in the state of Minnesota, and they take care of our veterans in the senior years, and we provide from Minneapolis, which is our main campus, if you will, veterans there from all levels of needs. And then we're working out, and we have homes in Silver Bay, Laverne, Fergus Falls, and then of course in Hastings, which we have a kind of a unique thing. It's called a domiciliary. The veterans there are mobile and they can move about, but they have a safe and secure environment in which to stay and then get some counseling if, as needed. And we're just taking care of all of our veterans. And Connected, our biggest push right now, and we're getting very, very close, is ending veterans homelessness in the state of Minnesota. Very, very proud of that.
And we've talked about that on the show quite a few times. Had McVie on, or doing stand downs, and talked about what you've done. And recently had someone on from the Adult Day Center out at the old Soldiers Home.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that something?
Oh, Ann was on and telling us about it. Sounds like a place I might want to go stay for a day, sir.
Well, and you noticed she was very shy too, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Dynamic. The veterans there love. In fact, I gave a tour of that facility once with some of our Norwegian counterparts.
They didn't want to go home.
Well, actually what had happened was the senior person from Norway started talking to one of the veterans, and they were speaking Norwegian, found out that the veteran in the home, in the daycare center, was from his hometown in Norway.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you couldn't have planned that. That was just surreal. So it's, they're doing very, very well.
And Commissioner, we're up here now for an event that I know is near and dear to your heart, and we've got a whole line of Gold Star families coming in for breakfast. How did this get started? How did the Gold Star family events get started? Why are you pushing it as hard as you are?
Well, I guess you could say it started back in the 70s.
Back when we were in Vietnam and coming home?
I was coming home and so forth, and one of my friends made the ultimate sacrifice. And I just saw what that did to his family. It was just, dad couldn't recover. And then unfortunately, the siblings couldn't compete.
With the lost loved one.
The lost loved one, because it was just that. So it's one of those things that gets implanted in your mind, and it's just tucked away. The good Lord puts it way back there. And then as the war started, and then the first casualties came, all of a sudden, you know, my job was to present the American flag to the family member. And then it just, all those things, and we just cannot allow that to happen. We need to take care of the family, the parents, their siblings, and make sure that they...
they're recognized and taken care of and get the help that
that's
they need.
Yeah, that's it. And the beauty of it as we started is it's not what we as an agency do, it's what they do for each other. It's right here, you've got a bonding of people who, you know, when they arrive, is so-and-so going to be here, or that couple, because they take care of each other also. So it's a very elite group, and a very
Commissioner, as you know, we were up here last year with you, and we got some interviews with about 8 or 10 families.
Well, then you know exactly.
Yeah,
then,
wanted to tell
I hope
their
you replay that. I hope you replay those sometime.
Well, for our listeners, if you go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and you look for the July 4th show this year, there's 6 interviews with Gold Star families who wanted to talk about loved ones lost. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks ago, we saved 2 extra interviews, and they were on the show, too. So if you go to the website, go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, go up to the search device, put in Gold Star Families.
Mm-hmm.
Those 2 shows will come up, and you can listen to that, and those interviews are very emotional. But as we did all those interviews last year, the families told us over and over again that by coming up here and meeting with other Gold Star families, it's a healing event. It's a very good event that helps them deal with the loss of a loved one.
Yeah, it's amazing how the key is, do you understand? And if you've been there, they're
talking with other families who've been through the same experience.
That's right, and that's...
Yeah, there might have been a death that was caused a different way, whether it was a mortar or an RPG or any type, but they've still lost a loved one, and they can identify with each other.
It's a bond of trust. I mean, to open up, you can't say, ask someone to open up and, you know, I'll be crude, spill their guts. It's got to have that bond of trust first before they do that. So that's part of the healing.
The Commissioner, on this morning's show, we're live from Craigens on Gull Lake. And we'll be back with your Gold Star family coordinator a little later in the show. We're going to talk to Catherine Stotka from Craigens.
Right.
We're going to have Rick Johnson on from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. And at the end of the show, we're going to meet a country star named Rocky Lynn, who's been out helping a lot of veteran events for many, many years and a good friend of yours.
That's right. He's the icon.
So this is Minnesota Military Radio, live from Craigens and Gull Lake for the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. The Minnesota Military Radio. We're recording today from Craigens on Gull Lake for the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat. The purpose of this retreat was to bring families who've lost a loved one to military service together for a weekend to provide a comfortable environment conducive to relaxation and share the stories of loved ones who have passed. My co-host for today's show has been Commissioner Larry Shelado. And Commissioner, we've got a very important one of your staff with us this segment.
Yes, and she has a very, very important task. She's responsible for taking care of our Gold Star families, and she's also responsible for taking care of our women veterans. Ashley Laganier is right next to me, and I'm going to let her give her background and some of the key responsibilities I've tasked for.
Hey, Ashley, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We've got a lot of Gold Star families coming in here. We're broadcasting from the dining room at Craigens and Gull Lake, and we've got a complete contingent of Minnesota Patriot Guard riders to welcome them this morning. It's quite a sight, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, you've got a big job, and this is the culmination of a year's worth of work for you.
It is.
As the Gold Star Family Coordinator. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and this event?
Correct. Myself, I'm a third-generation Army veteran, so serving our Gold Star families is an honor, as well as serving our women veterans. We have been planning this event for the past year, and as you mentioned, it's the 8th annual, so coming on board last year after the 7th annual was expressed to me just how important this event is to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and it's been an honor to plan and work with the team to support these families here today.
So it's been a busy year getting up to speed and talking.
Very, and meeting the large number of families who have lost a loved one across the state. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I've really enjoyed it.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the weekend? The families came up here Friday afternoon, and they were greeted by these Minnesota Patriot Guard riders once again, just like they're down here this morning.
Correct. So the Patriot Guard has met the family right at the opening of Craigens Resort and escorted them to check-in, where we had some Marines helping with luggage, and we registered them, and we had a wonderful welcome ceremony. At the welcome ceremony, in order to memorialize the fallen, we had a gorgeous sugar maple tree where the families wrote the names of their fallen and yellow ribbons, and that tree is later going to be planted here at Craigens Resort.
Well, a lot of our listeners probably know, but earlier this year there was quite a storm that came through the Nisswa area.
Absolutely. So it's an honor to be able to bring a tree back to Cragans. They take really good care of us and the families, and so it's wonderful to be able to give something back to them and continue to bring families back to visit that tree and watch it grow. And
we'll talk about a little more about Cragans with Catherine Stotka next segment, but they lost a lot of trees, and first time in the history of Cragans they had to close down for a week.
So absolutely.
Pretty severe storm.
Yes. Yep.
I'll just add that we lost a couple of heartbeats, too, when we heard all the damage, because we knew this was our location. And they did a great job in getting this place back up to, you know, standard.
Yeah, that was a huge job to get it back open. Now, Ashley, how many Gold Star families do we have here this weekend?
We have about 75 families with us this weekend. A large number of children and teens who had some amazing programming with Children's Grief Connection yesterday, talking about their grief journey. Yesterday, the families, the adults, did some art therapy with Ars Bellum Foundation, and we had a vet center, the Duluth Vet Center here, supporting families and talking about grieving as a family and ensuring that, you know, you're taking care of your own grief process and ensuring that you're taking care of the family as well. And we had Tom Ellis back. I believe this is his fourth year with the Gold Star Family Retreat, providing support and resiliency. As well as Dejan Farrell. She's a mind-body-spirit practitioner who worked on some meditation with the families, and that was a very touching session as well.
So, Ashley, when we interviewed some of those families last year, we found out that they like it coming up and getting together with other Gold Star families because they understand what they've been through and they're sharing, and they've come back year over year, and they just love seeing each other again, like old friends. But you also provide, as you said, some therapy and some input so they can learn how to deal with the loss of a loved one as well. It's pretty important, isn't it?
Correct. That's what I love about this retreat so much, is that the families get to come together as one large family, but they walk away with more tools in their toolkit to go home and continue through their process and being the best person that they can be. One thing that I noticed immediately when I came into this job was that when the families see each other, they love each other's children, and it's just like they're just one big family, and it's extremely touching to see.
Like cousins getting together for the
annual
event.
Absolutely, yeah.
Commissioner, and most of them I saw yesterday came up and talked to you, and you got a few hugs. And
oh, yes,
and
that's a given.
Then you had to go sit down and talk about some issues one at a time. And it's a big weekend for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's, there's a lot of common issues and concerns that we have, and Ashley and her team do a great job in bringing people in that can help address those. And then there's also the individual little things that get into the, and that's where those, like we talked earlier about the program and service people and the subject matter experts, because they also have their individual journey that they're going through, not just in grief, but in just dealing with the processes and procedures that the government has also. So it's an intense weekend.
Once again, we're recording this morning from Cragans on Gull Lake for the Gold Star Family Retreat and on Minnesota Military Radio. Ashley, how do you reach out to the Gold Star families, and do all of them realize what Gold Star means?
That's a really good question. We work very closely with Survivor Outreach Services. They're a really huge connection with our post 9/11 families from all branches of service. So they have they're in contact with about 600 families that they put us in contact with. But we have a really big mission in front of us to reach out to families of earlier war eras who may have never been recognized as a Gold Star family member, who may have never received that support. And that's why I'm happy to be here today, and I'm working in outreach as well with the counties and all across the state to reach out to those families and make sure that their sacrifice is recognized and that they're honored as well.
Commissioner, I think you told me last year that was the first year that you opened this up to families that were our age or our generation, as mm-hmm. opposed to just those since 2001. And, of course, the further away they are from it and the older they get, it's probably the harder to find them.
Yes, it is, but it's available. It's open because the grieving is a unique process, and for some it's they've moved on. For others, it's still there.
Ashley, I was talking to Ron Quadi yesterday, and he was telling me that he found an MIA bracelet and some other things, and the story about it was from his hometown.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
He reached out to the county veteran service officer and found out that the spouse of the deceased serviceman was working in the bank. Mm-hmm. He probably had known her and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he arranged, he made contact first to see if they wanted the information that he found in the bracelet. And he told me that they went out and presented it, and they'd had a daughter before the soldier went off and died.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter was just very grateful to get that information and those items so that she could have them. And that's part of what you're doing too, isn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely. I had a recent situation where I was reached out to by a county veteran service officer who had a woman who was the mother of a soldier lost in Vietnam who had never received her Gold Star pin from Department of Defense. And she had never been recognized for her sacrifice. And we facilitated her receiving that pin, and they had a pinning ceremony for her at her nursing facility. And she was just so grateful. And she said she'd wear it every day and she'd take it with her when she left. Yep. And it was a very touching experience to be a part of.
It's a lot of fun to get that information out, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we've got two things we're trying to do today. Make sure everybody understands what it means to being a Gold Star family means.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you want to make contact with as many of those families as possible.
Definitely.
So can you just give our listeners, what's the definition? What's a Gold Star family?
So a Gold Star family member is considered a parent, spouse, child, or sibling of a service member who lost their life while serving honorably on active duty.
And Commissioner, I know that every year at the end of this that you survey all of the people that come up here, and the information you get back says they want to come back and they want to get together and they want to meet with more Gold Star families, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yes, they do. It's a family within a family, and they get connected with one another, and from my viewpoint, you can watch it, you can see it happen, and it's very, very powerful, but it's very individualized also. So.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just that it's an honor to be here, and I'd love for our families to continue networking and reaching more families so that we can serve everyone that we can in the state of Minnesota.
Sure, nice sitting here watching that sun come up over the lake.
Oh, yes, yes. That's beautiful.
Well, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine Stotka from Craigans and Rick Johnson from the Minnesota Patriot Guard from Craigans on Gull Lake for the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're recording today from the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigans on Gull Lake. And my co-host for the show today has been Commissioner Larry Shelladoe from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Commissioner, we've got kind of a favorite person that we see a lot up here, Catherine Stotka. She pretty well runs the place up here at Craigans, doesn't she?
She's the go-to person, no doubt about it.
You guys are too kind. You are.
Dutch and Irma are out of town, so we can get away with that.
Yeah, and I'll take that. But and speaking of Dutch and Irma, they couldn't be here for the weekend, and I'd like to read the letter that they put out to all of the Gold Star families. And again, welcome all Gold Star families. It's such a nice view in front of us here because we've got all the Patriot Guard standing around and our VFW is here, and it's just really, really nice to be here.
Well, as we said, we're in the dining room, the big dining room at Craigans on Gull Lake, and Gold Star families are coming through for breakfast. We got the Minnesota Patriot Guard riders here to welcome them, and we're looking out at the lake, and there's just a little fog coming off of it, and the sun's coming up. It's just gorgeous.
It is. It is.
Catherine, why don't you share with us that letter?
I would love to do that. This is from Dutch and Irma Craigan, Gold Star families. Welcome to our special place. We want this letter to replace a big hug that we can't give you because of distance. I'm back in Germany where I served post-World War II. I think of my old and departed armies often, and perhaps like you, has lost a part of my life when they passed on. Craigans supports all veterans of all era, and we are especially proud to support the military families at events like Memorial Day, golfing and fishing for veterans, and events like yours today. We at Cragans realize the commitment and hardship given on behalf of our great nation. Your sacrifice will always be appreciated. The wounds you continue to carry physically and in your hearts and your minds are not forgotten. We want you to know that your family are welcome at Cragans as honored guests. We thank you for your service and hope that our efforts here at Cragans made your stay with us comfortable and memorable.
Well, let's thank Dutch Cragan.
Yep. Thank you.
Catherine, I know I've known you for years because we've been coming up here doing this radio show for the last 5 years. And I know that you're part of the Yellow Ribbon program up here, and all these veterans events are close to your heart, too.
They are. I serve as treasurer with the Crow Wing County Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. So we try to do our part here in Crow Wing County, servicing our veterans with resources. Anything that becomes available that they have needs for, we try to help them out.
And this year started out as a tough year. A great big storm came through and took out how many trees?
It was a July 12th storm, and they call it a superstorm, but it was tornado-y. And it took out, they estimated about 3,000 trees, and these were 100 and 200-year-old trees here at Cragans. And that's between Cragans Resort and our golf course. So it's very, very devastating to Dutch and Irma, and we are also going through a healing, and Dutch and Irma were so appreciative of knowing that the Department of Veteran Affairs for the Gold Star family, as part of their program, are planting a tree here at Cragans Resort. It's a Fiesta maple tree, and every single one of the Gold Star families are tying a yellow ribbon on it on behalf of their lost loved one. And we're going to plant that here at the resort, and they can come back and visit it every year.
I'll bet that'll be the first place Dutch goes to when he comes back.
Yep, it's a healing for Cragans Resort, too. So thank you, Gold Star families, for that.
Now, the good news up here is the golf courses look beautiful. The lodges and the cabins are open. I see you're re-roofing the whole place.
The entire resort is being re-roofed. So there's some good things that have come out of the resort. It was built in 1941, so upgrades are always good for the resort. There's no doubt about that.
One thing I noticed also is that they have small rooms for wood because a lot of the rooms have fireplaces and so forth for the winter season.
Real fireplaces.
And real ones.
Yeah, wood to burn for 100 years.
They've got a lot of beautiful, beautiful wood, I was saying.
Yeah, it's stacked up pretty high out there.
Well, Catherine, thanks for joining us today. And as usual, it looks like you've done a great job taking care of the Gold Star families.
It's a pleasure, and I feel honored to be here as part of the Gold Star family. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
And, you know, I should add, too, the fact that the veterans are here adds a lot.
Well, Commissioner, it feels like not only having all the Gold Star families come back year over year, and it feels like cousins getting together, but coming back to Cragans, it feels like coming home again, isn't it?
Well, yeah. What it eliminates is the need to get accustomed to where they're at. They know it. They're comfortable. They're relaxed almost immediately So, like, year two is easier than year one, and then year three is easier, and then
they know what to expect, and they come back up.
And they know where to be and what they're going to get, and it just works out very, very well.
Well, Catherine left us, Commissioner, and we're joined by Rick Johnson, who's a senior ride captain for the Minnesota Patriot Guards. He's been with us when we've been up here on the radio before. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for all that you do, by the way.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve these families.
I see you've got a great group of riders from the flag line in here this morning to welcome all our Gold Star families, and they were here Friday, too.
Yep, they were. Unfortunately, I was absent Friday.
Didn't make that one.
Didn't quite make it up here Friday night.
Well, we got you up early this morning.
Absolutely. My favorite time of the day. Absolutely beautiful here Gull Lake.
Did you ride your bike in?
No.
You did?
No. I left the house at 2:45 this morning.
Oh, okay.
He was in a cage then. Tim Leonard always gives me trouble about driving around in a cage all the time. Wintertime's coming, and your riders do that. Now, can you tell us how the state of Minnesota is divided up into regions? So you're in charge of the Brainerd area?
I cover everything northern half of the state. Our state is split up into three regions. We've got the metro, the southern region, and the northern region, with 20 sectors throughout the state.
Now, anyone's eligible to sign up to become a Patriot Guard rider. It doesn't have to just be us Vietnam veterans and people with motorcycles.
Nope, it's everybody. Yep. All it requires is an email address, and a zip code. That way we can assign that person to the sector that they would most likely be a participant in.
And then when you get a request from the families to go to a funeral, or you find out about a departure or coming home ceremony from the military, or maybe regular visits to the St. Cloud VA Hospital or Veterans Home,
yep.
Then you just put a notice out and hope that your riders show up.
Yeah, the yes. ride captain will put out a notice to the sector, and it's shared with the other leaders throughout the state. There's no boundaries. We can go anywhere throughout the state that you would like to. I mean, we've got members here from the southern part of the state, so anywhere you want to go, do anything you want to do, no requirements. You don't have to be a veteran.
Rick, how many years have you been a member of the Riders, Patriot Guard Riders?
I started July 10th, 2007.
Are you ever surprised when you put out the call for the Riders that how many people show up, despite the weather?
It just floors you. The most heart-wrenching thing is to think that you're going to be the only one there, and you drive up and there's 10 of them standing there, cold, windy, hot, whatever, and they're there and they stand there, and the hearts of gold are wonderful.
Now, Rick, I got to share a story with you. I've been to some of these funerals and some of these events, and the commissioner, when he was the adjutant general, of course, had lots of departure ceremonies and returns. But I was at his retirement party, and you guys surprised him. And when he came in, it was a huge room down at the Radisson South. I think they call it something else now. But the entire room was circled with Patriot Guard Riders. How did that feel, Commissioner?
First of all, I was upset with the staff because they put me in a room off to the side. And I said, well, I want to meet the people and talk to them before I go in. And then I walk in there, and it was
quite a sight.
It was unbelievable. It was.
You must have had 200 riders there that day. It was just amazing.
That was a huge group that day.
That was a group, and the Patriot Guard is a very, very special. I have more significant moments there. Pictures in your mind, you have those types of things.
Yes, sir.
One of them was at a funeral. The Patriot Guard member must have been in his mid to later 60s. It was sub-zero. The wind was blowing. He stood there. That flag was up straight, and the wind was blowing that flag straight out, and he didn't flinch. And I go like, my God. I mean, he had to be in pain because of the weather, and he didn't. This state owes this group so much. They don't realize it, and it's. But I think never again. And
I think we realize that we actually owe these families so much, and such a small sacrifice on our part makes what they did seem so insignificant to what these members of the military do for us.
Yeah, it's all about honor.
Dignity,
respect.
Absolutely.
Well, Rick, we've got to go to another break. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, just we can always use more good members that will come and help us and stand the flag line and show honor, dignity, and respect
and the
to
website,
these families.
The website?
www.mnpatriotguard.org. There's a little link up in the corner. Hit the click to join. Come and join us.
So if you want to join the flag line and be a member of the Minnesota Patriot Guard in honor, duty, and respect for all of our service members, just go to that website and sign up, and you'll start getting emails from the ride captains.
You bet you will. It's a great group of people to be around.
Rick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by country singer Rocky Lynn. We're recording from the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens on Gull Lake. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Life in this fight for Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording live today from Craigens on Gull Lake for the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat. We got a beautiful morning up here in the dining room at Craigens. The Gold Star families are coming through getting breakfast. We've got the Minnesota Patriot Guard riders here, and the commissioner and I are looking out over the lake with a little bit of frost coming up off of it and the sun coming up. It's beautiful, Commissioner.
Oh, it is gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Now, we're in the last segment of the show, coming down the home stretch, sir.
All right.
And we've got one of your very favorite people here that I understand you've known for about a decade.
Well, it's, last night I had the honor of introducing him and thinking about when did we first meet. And it was on a stage at Fort Snelling for a Memorial Day service, and this young guy over in the corner, good-looking young guy, but he was not in a suit, so I couldn't figure out what
was the same guy that's sitting over here?
Yeah. Time changes, you know. No, I said, all right. So he got up, and he was singing. You just sit there, and you go, my God, he is good. You know, and that was great, and it just grew beyond that. And to be honest, I think Minnesota has adopted him.
Or he's adopted us.
Well, both.
But the Patriot Guard, the tribute to the troops, the work that he has done, you know, behind the scenes, it's just phenomenal. And I remember a ride up to Camp Ripley. I don't know how many motorcycles were there.
It was closer
to the 1,000.
Yeah,
every, because I was trying to figure out how much dollars were in that parking lot. But it was just to have a meal with the troops. Yeah. That was basically it.
And of course, we're talking about country music star Rocky Lynn.
That is right.
Rocky, welcome to the show. We've been trying to get you on for a while, but you're busy traveling.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, this event here up at Cragen's that General Shelato was the instigator of, he started this whole thing. All throughout the country as we travel, there other states are starting to do it now, North Carolina, Tennessee, Wisconsin, but all of it is because of what the general started here. This was the first state to do this, to reach out to the Gold Star families. You know, in a Gold Star family, I'm sure our people listening to Minnesota Military Radio know, but that's a family who every day at their house is Veterans Day. Every day at their house is Memorial Day. There's an empty place at their table every single day. And General Shelato and his wife were the first state to reach out as a state and as a faction and say, we recognize it, we notice it, and we want to take this opportunity to say in a very loud and clear voice, thank you. And so, General, I mean, I really want to commend you on doing that. And it's interesting to watch the rest of the country follow suit doing what you began. How do you feel about that?
About time.
It's about time. It's, you know, it's way past time.
Yeah, if you think about it. Yeah, it's the right thing to do, and that's why I think it's so important that we, for the lack of a better term, institutionalize it so that it's not a, you know, we were talking before we went on the air. It's just, you know, what happens, say, when I leave.
Right.
You know, I don't want any type of program to dissipate because the new person doesn't have that same interest or that same understanding. So,
and we, what happens here can only happen here because these 100, 200 people in this room, they have an experience that you and I don't have.
Yep.
And, you know, I was talking last night. I was telling, he was having a discussion about what we were thinking, and I've been doing the Tribute to the Troops now for 12 years, and we've been doing this, well, since it started. And I was, for lack of a better word, arrogant enough to think I kind of had a little bit of a clue how they felt. And last year at Washington, D.C., I headlined the Rolling Thunder event every year in Washington, D.C. We play at that. And our friends Jim and Diana Beardsley, who's sitting right over there, they lost their son B.J. in Iraq in 2006. They invited me to go to Arlington to B.J.'s grave with them because his birthday is the day before Memorial Day. And so we got on our motorcycles and we went to Arlington and we got off the motorcycles and walked up to B.J.'s grave, and they had letters from the children, from B.J.'s children. The letters, these are letters now that are 10 years old. And the letters, I'm paraphrasing, but the letters said things like, well, Daddy, I'm in middle school now. And I realized that I don't have a clue how those people feel. And that's what's beautiful about this, General, is that all these people here, they know exactly how that feels.
Yeah.
And they can give a, for lack of a better word, a ministry, they can give something to each other that we couldn't give. And what we're able to do is to somehow or another help facilitate that. You know, and that's what you've done, General, is create an opportunity for these people to heal in ways that maybe they wouldn't have had before.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
We're speaking with Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and country music star Rocky Lynn from the 8th Annual Gold Star Family Retreat at Minnesota, at the Cragen's in Gull Lake. And Rocky, we didn't have a chance to talk so much, but what's your military connection? Tell the audience about it.
Well, you know, I grew up in an orphanage in North Carolina, and so my options as I graduated high school were slim. So the military was really the perfect choice for me, but it's very important to note that I joined the Army when it was peacetime. It was a way for me to go to college. It was a wonderful opportunity in the military with the non-commissioned officers and the officers that were there pointed me in the right direction. And I give credit to them to this day for my work ethic and for my wonderful family that I have. Those are not things I learned in an orphanage. I learned those things from the non-commissioned officers that were in charge of me. And it's way different than these 200 people sitting in this room, because the thing you have to realize is that Ben Miller and Kyle Miller and Michael Caskey, those boys, they sat the back of Chicago Lindstrom High School, and they knew they weren't going to Fort Bragg. Like, I was guaranteed to be stationed at Fort Bragg with the 82nd. They knew that they might go to Afghanistan or to Iraq. And they'd sit in the back of that high school knowing that their life would be in jeopardy, and they'd raise their hand, and they'd say, "Send me. I'll go." That's a whole different kind of hero. So my military connection is, yes, I served in our military, but nothing like these men and nothing like the men that went to Vietnam in your era. And it's just my way of saying thank you for helping me point myself in the right direction.
Well, Rocky, we'd like to thank you, because every time I turn around, I hear you're out raising money for a family, or you're working on tribute to the troops, or you're up here at the Gold Star Family Retreat. And for our listeners that may not have heard the shows we've done on tribute to the troops, Rocky and his team over there raise money to provide scholarships for the children of the fallen. And you've been at that for a dozen years, and what a great cause.
The North Carolina tribute's coming up next week, and we just funded our first 10 kids for their college funds that we visited. What we do is we put a set amount of money in North Carolina. It's $10,000 in the fund, but then it stays in there until they're ready for college. But if you put $10,000 into a two-year-old's fund, and it's managed by the big group, and that can be a significant amount of money to help them with college when it's time for them to go.
Yeah.
And I think more than that, it's just trying to say that as a whole, we noticed, and we want to help do what their dad would have done.
Rocky, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Commissioner, we've just got about a minute left. I told you I'd save you a little bit of time for some final thoughts from
the
Gold Star family. Well, you got it now, Rocky. So any final thoughts for our listeners, Commissioner?
Well, just sitting here next with Rocky and so forth, the beauty of this event and really all that's transpiring is it's a community effort. I mean, all the branches, well, like the trees that we're going to plant, you have these branches that all contribute to the growth. And Rocky's been here literally every year. He's been adopted by, if Rocky wasn't here, I would get in more trouble.
I don't know how he finds time for his career to make any money. You know, he's always out doing veterans.
Actually,
stuff.
I think we're blessed, because it's on your priority list.
It's more important. Yeah.
Yeah, and but I've seen him nationally. I've seen him, you get national recognition. You've been at national conferences, and you're an icon. I just want to say thank you. It's fun watching all the people run by me and go to see Rocky, and I said, all right, that's good.
It's an honor to be here and to be a part of it. You know, this is the thing about nobody in this room chooses to be here.
Yeah.
It's a club you don't want to join.
Rocky, Commissioner, thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
We're just about out of time from our annual show up here at the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens and Gull Lake.
I'd
like to thank everybody for joining us today. And I'd like to thank all the families who attended the Gold Star Family Retreat, and particularly the ones who have shared their stories of the loved ones lost in service to our country. I'd like to also thank Commissioner Larry Shelledo, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us every weekend on this station for more stories of our heroes who sacrifice and serve our nation, or join us online for podcasts at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week and every week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.